Well, hello everyone, and thank you for listening to another episode of the 518 Ambassador, a podcast of the International Center of the Capital Region. You can please follow us on our website, ICCRAlbany.org. That's ICCRAlbany.org. And as well, subscribe to our newsletter there. You can also follow us on our social media accounts, our Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube pages at ICCRAlbany. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast below. Please give us a like as well as a comment. In this podcast episode, Jennifer Zhao, who is the Executive Director of the International Center of the Capital Region, will be interviewing Sang Kim. She is the Director of Communications at KEI, Korea Economic Institute of America. She will be talking about her role and talking about the Korea Economic Institute of America in this episode.
But thank you so much for taking time to talk with me, Sang.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for this podcast to talk about KEI and about what I do at KEI. So That's awesome to be here.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for our event happening soon. Like, we're going to have these delegates come and we're excited to show off Albany to them.
Yeah, this is actually our first time going to Albany, New York. So we're also very excited. And I'm sure we'll get into this in more detail, but we obviously coming out of the pandemic, we haven't traveled in 2 years. So we're very excited to be back on the road. We just had a really great program in Cleveland. So our next stop is Albany, New York in a couple of weeks. So very excited for the trip.
That's awesome. I actually grew up in Cleveland.
Oh, nice.
That's wonderful. Well, maybe we can start by just telling us a little bit about KEI, so Korea Economic Institute. I just recently heard about your organization, and I feel like I don't know too much about it. I've just looked on the website a little bit. Can you tell us about like what the organization is all about, like the mission and what you're up to?
Yes, absolutely. So KEI is a policy institute and a public outreach organization based in Washington, D.C. We're headed by Ambassador Kathleen Stevens, who was a former U.S. ambassador to Korea back in 2008-11. And we were founded in 1982 with the mission to promote dialogue and understanding between U.S. and Korea, which means that we would like to help American public understand why South Korea is such an important partner to the United States and also vice versa. And just like our name says, initially, we were very focused on the economic issue and trade. But as you know, the U.S.-Korea relations has evolved over time. So did the scope which we cover as well. So we not only cover the economic and trade issues, but we also cover the political, security, social issues, cultural issues as well. So I would like to say, you know, KEI could stand for Korea Economic Institute, but it could also be Korea Everything Institute, because we literally cover everything that has to do with Korea. And this is actually our 40th anniversary since our founding. So it's very exciting. And we carry out our mission by doing numerous things. And one is hosting public events in DC and also putting out publication, research, and blogs, and also being engaged with the government, both US government and Korean government, and think tanks, universities, you know, basically anyone who's interested in Korea. And we also do a lot of outreach program outside of DC as well, because when we say US and Korea, we don't mean just DC and Korea. Mm-hmm. So we have multiple programs that are designed to be involved and engaged with audience, American public outside of DC, and the future of Korea, which we're going to Albany for, is definitely one of them.
Wow, that's amazing. That's awesome. So it sounds like most of your staff is in DC. So is there also like a counterpart organization in Korea?
So yes, we are based in Washington, DC. We do have a sister organization in Korea called Korea Institute for International Economic Policy, KIEP for short. Okay. So we do work closely with them. We do annual conference with them, which is coming up in December. So they're like our sister organization in Korea.
That's wonderful. It sounds like such a great thing to have that exchange, you know, both this way and the other way. So like, do they also run programs in Korea where US people go there and do events? Like, is that also happening?
Yeah, so KEYUP is mostly focused on the economic policy, and they do a lot of research and a lot of they put out a lot of great publications, but they also do public events very similar to ours, on different aspects of the US Korea relation. They also cover the global issues as well. So while we cover US Korea, they cover Korea and the world. So they do have public events. They also have speakers from all over the world to talk about the international economic policy.
Wonderful. That sounds like a great partnership. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about your role at KEI? Like what do you do and how did you get involved?
Sure. So I actually have been at KEI for 9.5 years. It's been quite some time. I joined as an executive assistant back in 2013, and I was fortunate to take on different roles within the KEI. I've worked on a lot of programs and outreach programs that we do. Right now, I'm the director of communications, which means I run the social media account and also making putting out invitations and any other strategic messages that KEI would like to share with the public, but also working on ways for us to expand our audience and how to make sure that every more people know about KEI and the things that we do and great work that my colleagues put together, whether that's a program or a publication. And one of the things that I've worked on in the past is, again, the future of Korea, and the I'm really focused on the outreach side of things because, again, I wanted to emphasize, going outside of DC is a really important part of our mission, and being engaged with other people who are interested in Korea, and getting their thoughts or their questions on what they are interested in or what their concerns are. Not only we bring speakers from DC to talk to them, but we also learn a lot about what other people are interested in outside of DC as well. So we also learn a lot about the country itself because it's such a big country and not everyone is on the same page on a lot of different issues. So that we really do value those engagements with students, local community leaders, business partners all across the United States.
That's wonderful. It sounds like a really fun job. So like my last question is kind of like I don't know how to ask this, but I feel like there's a lot more Korean culture now in the US compared to maybe like 10 or 20 years ago, like when I was growing up. Like there's K-pop and there's like a lot more Korean food. There's like the whole wave of like awareness of Asian Americans, like AAPI and Korean Americans. What do you think about like the next generation? Because I know the program we're running is also Future of Korea, but I think there's like the cultural aspect as well, right? Because like there's the government and political aspect, but I feel like a lot of people know Korea through like the K-dramas or the food or the culture. Like, do you feel like that's also part of the mission at KEI, or maybe there's like a way to incorporate that?
Yeah, it is really exciting to see more people are interested in Korean culture and they're interested in the country itself. So just to give you some examples, so as part of the Future of Korea, some of the trips that I went to Manchester, New Hampshire, to talk about K-pop. So they were really interested in different types of music and how it got to where it is today, and wanted to learn more about just the background in general. So as part of the Future of Korea trip, we talked about the background of K-pop and how much economic impact it had, not only in the United States, but also globally, especially in Asia. So that was also fun. And the fact that the council requested that topic was to me, it was like, oh, they're really interested in learning more K-pop and in Korea in general. So I think it's great that people are finding their own gateway to learning about Korea. And the way I see the role of KEI is providing information about the US Korea relations, right? So it's great that people are learning about Korea through K-pop or K-drama. We also like to provide, we would like to be the resource for people who just got interested in Korea to learn more about the issues between U.S.-Korea relations, or if they're interested in learning more about the political issues that are happening in Korea or any other economic issues or any just background information, we would like to be that resource for them to learn more about Korea, just beyond the K-drama and K-pop. So it definitely sparks interest and starts the conversation, which is always fun. And it's also exciting as a Korean American to see people interested in Korean music, you know, Korean films getting, you know, recognitions internationally. So that's also very exciting at the same time. But yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. So have you been to Korea? You mentioned you're Korean American. Like, what's your journey? Were you immigrated or were you born here? Like, did you have like some travels in Korea? I've never been to Korea, so I would love to go someday.
Yeah, you should definitely go. It's definitely a fun country to be in. There are a lot of things to do in Seoul, especially. I was born in Seoul, South Korea. My family came to States back in 2001. So I went to school in the States, and the last time I visited Korea was pre-pandemic, 2019, to see friends and family and for other things. So for me, with the Korean American background, it's really exciting to be working on the U.S.-Korea relations at KEI. So I've been following Korean politics ever since I was little, watching news with my dad. So, and also I studied international relations with the focus on East Asia. So everything is kind of coming together with my background and also, like, you know, academic interest and what we work on at KEI. And also, again, as a Korean American myself, I also care a lot about the Korean American issues and things that are happening in the United States. And another outreach program that we do at KEI is celebrating Korean American Day, which is January 13th of every year. So for that program, we highlight the achievements and contributions of Korean American to the United States. And it's really rewarding and inspiring to meet all the other Korean Americans who have done many, many great things and being able to share that with our audience at KEI. So yeah, with my Korea background and everything coming together at KEI, it's been very exciting, a lot to do, but also rewarding at the same time, being able to work on these issues.
That's wonderful. And we're so honored to partner with you for this program and hopefully for future programs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Our partnership with the World Affairs Council across the United States, they've been very helpful in hosting these Future of Korea programs. A lot of them do come back later on, to host another round of Future of Korea, which we always welcome. And if we are ever in the area, we also reach out to the local chapters and try to do, you know, more things with them. So this is not just a one-off type of event. We also like to stay in touch for the future in case, you know, we do something in that area, or if they ever needed anything related to Korea, you know, they can always reach out to us. So you can always reach out to us. You have any questions about Korea or if there's anything that we can help with.
Yeah, that's awesome. So excited to have that, to build that bridge and to continue our conversations. Was there anything like in your 9.5 years at KEI that really stood out to you that was very memorable or kind of like a funny moment or just like an amazing moment that you want to share?
Oh, I have so many since it's been so long.
Yeah.
But if I were to pick one, I would have to say one of our program called Ambassadors Dialogue. So this is sort of similar to the Future of Korea, but this has a longer history. So basically what it is, we take the current U.S. ambassador to Korea and the Korean ambassador to United States together on a trip to different states across the United States, talk about the U.S.-Korea relations. It actually started back in late 1990s, and it's a great example of the unique role that KEI plays in the U.S.-Korea relations. So in 2019 was the last time we did it, again, pre-pandemic. So we went to Georgia. We visited the Kia manufacturing plant where they were making the the Kia card. We get to see the whole
Oh.
process, assembly line. We also went to Austin, Texas, and we visited the Samsung Semiconductor plant, which was at the time the single largest Korean foreign direct investment into the United States. So being able to see that in person, and for the ambassadors to see that as a great example of U.S.-Korea economic relations. We also visited San Francisco and Denver and met with university students, local government, and also met Korean War veterans along the way. So you can imagine how much planning that that's went into the place. But I really appreciated the State Department and the Korean Embassy in DC, and also the US Embassy in Seoul, and also local partners that they really made the program possible. And I think it was also meaningful for not only ambassador, but for everyone that was on the trip to really see the symbolic importance of the US-Korea relations. Because I don't think the US does anything like that with any other countries. So it's very unique, and also very unique that KEI is the one pulling everything together and organizing this for such a long time. So I would have to say that was probably the most memorable program out of many
Wow,
that I've
that
seen.
sounds such an amazing program.
Yeah. And we hope to be back on the road next year. So yeah.
That's
Looking forward
great.
to
So
it.
that's a once a year trip. Do they do that every year?
Yes. So it's a once a year trip. With the pandemic, we haven't been able to do it. You can imagine the ambassador's schedules. They're very hard to kind of organize because they're all very busy. But we really appreciated that they're committed to doing something continuously every year.
Wonderful. Well, maybe sometime they'll come to Albany. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Sang. This was so great chatting. I'm so glad we're able to learn more about KEI and all your great work. And we look forward to the event very soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. And if I may do a little plug
Course.
here, if anyone that are interested in following us, they can visit our website, keia.org, or we're also very active on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. They can always, see the latest that we're doing in terms of events or publications. And for students that are interested, we also have an internship program that we are looking for spring interns. So they can also apply for internship, and all the information is on our website as well.
But thank you so much. And for people who are listening, please come to our event November 30th. It's going to be 5:30 to 7. We're going to have delicious Korean treats, and we're going to have a panel discussion with our delegates from the embassy, Korea Embassy, State Department, as well as KEI, who will be our panel speakers. And then we'll have a moderator help with the discussion, and you'll be able to meet them and ask your questions. So we're looking forward to having you November 30th, Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 at the Hudson Valley Community College.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the 518 Ambassador, a podcast of the International Center of the Capital Region. You can please follow us on our website, ICCRAlbany.org. That's ICCRALBANY.org. And as well, subscribe to our newsletter there. You can also follow us on our social media accounts, our Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube pages at ICCRAlbany. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast below. Please give us a like as well as a comment. Once again, thank you for listening, and see you next time.